Today is also the auspicious day of Sita Devi's appearance. Now Sita Devi, of course, is the wife of Advaitacharya, Sitanath. The Lord of Sita is Advaitacharya. But Sita Devi, she also comes to serve Radha and Krishna in Dwapara Yuga. When Radha and Krishna come, Sita Devi comes as Yogamaya. So who is Yogamaya? Yogamaya, of course, means energy. We have Mahamaya and Yogamaya. This Jada Prakriti is Mahamaya. Maya, the place of illusion. But there's another Maya called Yogamaya, which is the energy or the power which pushes the living entity towards Krishna. It pushes Radha towards Krishna, Krishna towards Radha in the spiritual world. And that energy takes form because everything is personal. Persons have energy. Energy is the expression of the will of a person. An individual person, a personal entity, has energy, and he expresses it when he has a desire to. He has will to express it, and he expresses his energy. The energy is expression of his will. In other words, you say, I have a desire or will to cook something. Say, cook some sabji. So that's your will. Now, to express your will, you have to use energy, force and energy. You collect some sabji and you move here and you walk here and your arms move this way, and so much output of energy is done to express will. So Yogamaya has a form, and her form, she takes a beautiful form in Krishna Leela. Sita Devi, Advaitacharya's wife, takes a very beautiful form known as Purnamasi. And Purnamasi, she is the wife of Sandipani Muni. As far as I can remember, she's the wife of Sandipani Muni, and she expressed a desire. Of course, Sandipani Muni was in Ujjain, and Ujjain is where Krishna went later for Gurukula. But Purnamasi, she expressed a desire to her husband, I would like to go to Vrindavan and do some service there. So her husband said, yes, Chalo, go. Good to get rid of you. So Purnamasi, she came to Vrindavan. And she takes a form. She's an older lady with white hair, very beautiful features, but she's older lady, like grandmother type, Purnamasi. Purnamasi is Yogamaya. That's her form, Yogamaya. So what does she do when Purnamasi comes here? She makes to Vrindavan during Krishna Leela. She makes all wonderful arrangements to bring Radha and Krishna together. Because that is the will. Krishna wants to be with Radharani, and Radharani wants to be with Krishna. So Purnamasi, she makes wonderful arrangements for that. And then she manifests, Yogamaya manifests herself in different forms in Vrindavan. On the banks of the Yamuna at Nandagat, she manifests a form as Katyayani. And Katyayani, of course, there's two Katyayanis. One Katyayani, is a form of Parvati, or a form of Durga, which the materialist worships to get benefit from Mahamaya. But the original form of Katyayani is actually a form of Yogamaya, who arranges for the gopis to receive Krishna as their husband. There's a famous leela, Gopi Vastraharana, where the gopis, the Kanyakumaris, the virgin gopis of Vrindavan, that were previously in Dwapara Yuga, they were the Dandakaranya sages. And when the Dandakaranya sages, the rishis of Dandakaranya, when they saw Ramachandra, they had conjugal feelings. They said, oh, what a handsome person. They were worshipping Gopal, but when they saw this beautiful, powerful Ramachandra, they thought, oh, how fortunate Sita is. This is another Sita. She is the wife of Ramachandra. And they were attracted to the idea of serving Ramachandra as his consort, as his wife. So then they came into this Dwapara Yuga, that was in Treta Yuga, in Ramlila. These Dandakaranya sages came into Dwapara Yuga, and they became the gopis of Vrindavan. But they had a desire to get Ram as their husband. So that desire transferred into the desire to get Krishna as their husband. Because Ram is not in Dwapara Yuga. Krishna is there. So then they said, we want Krishna as our husband. Just like young girls, they go and worship Shiva. Oh, we want a nice husband. They do puja to Shiva, and they're praying for a nice husband, powerful, strong husband like Lord Shiva. So these girls are worshipping Katyayani. So this Katyayani that they were worshipping on the banks of the Yamuna is Purnamasi, is Yogamaya. And she accepted their prayers and she made a wonderful arrangement for them to receive Krishna as their husband. As you know, that pastime, this is a pastime where Purnamasi is making arrangements. It seems like she's making arrangement for the Kanyakumaris. Jai Ho, Radhaparthasarathi. It seems like Purnamasi, who is Yogamaya, who is Sita Devi, Sita Devi's appearance day today, it seems like she's making arrangement for the Kanyakumaris to meet with Krishna and to have Krishna as their husband. Because during this Margashirsha month, the month after Kartik, for 1 month they did puja. They ate khichdi every day, unspiced dal and rice, little ghee, this havishan. And for 1 month they would make a deity on the side of the Yamuna. They would take some sand and make a deity of Katyayani and offer dup and pushpa and deepam, all nice things. And they offer so many prayers. But actually, this pastime was an arrangement for Radha to meet with Krishna. Because this is the function of Purnamasi. She's always making all kinds of clever arrangements for Radha to be with Krishna. So what happened is that these Kanyakumaris worship for a whole month. And the last day of their brata, every day they're praying, oh Katyayani, please give us Krishna as our husband. They wanted Swakiya Bhav. They had Swakiya Bhav. They wanted to be Krishna to be their husband. This was the desire of these Kanyakumari gopis, Braja Kumaris. The other gopis, they were married and they had Parakiya Bhav and they didn't have any desire to be Krishna's wife. They were his girlfriends. So, on the last day of their brata, Katyayani, she arranged that the gopis, they were very happy, the younger Braja Kumaris. So they were in a very exalted and happy mood. So they went to Srimati Radharani, Nalita Sakhi, Vishaka Sakhi, and they said, oh Radharani, this is the last day of our brata. Will you please come with us? You're our elder sister, like older sister, younger sister. You're our older sister. You're married, you're a married lady of the village, and we love you so much, and we're so much happy with you, and we want you to come and celebrate with us. This is the last day of our brata. So please, you come to bathe in the Jamuna with us, and you come and with us. Please, be our guest. So Radharani said, yes, I'll come. So then Radharani came with Lita and Vishaka and all the Braja Kumaris, and they went to this Nandagat, the place of Katyayani's temple on Yamuna. And just so happened that Krishna, when he was moving with the cows in that area, he was looking in the distance and he saw, oh, what is this? And he asked Madhu Mangal and Subal and Sridham. He said, what is that? There's some flag, dwaja or whatever, I don't know what you say in Hindi, some dwaj is flying. And then Sridham and Subal, they said, I don't know what this thing is. And then, well, let's go see. So then Krishna said, he told the other boys, here, you stay here with the cows. I'll take Madhu Mangal and Subal, and we'll go see what those flags are. So as they got closer, what they found is that those, what they thought were flags, were actually the saris of the gopis. The saris of the gopis that were bathing were put in the branches of the trees by Purnamasi's arrangement, by Yogamaya. In other words, the gopis wanted to take bath. So in the ancient days, the ladies would take bath in a particular area in the river, and they would leave their clothes on the side, and they would go bathe in the naked form, naked way. So what happened is they put their saris on the side of the bank of the Yamuna, and Yogamaya, Purnamasi, arranged for the wind to pick up those saris. Because, you know, silk sari, it's a very light thing. So then the wind picked up those saris and blew them into the trees. So that became a flag or a signal when Krishna was at a great distance. He said, what is that? That there's some red and there's some blue and there's some green. Some flag is flying in the distance. I don't know. Is there some palace there? What is that? So then they came over there. And then they said, oh. They climbed up in those trees to see what those flags were. And they saw the saris. And then when they got up there, they looked down in the water. Acha. And then Krishna, he saw Radharani was there bathing. So this is Purnamasi. She's always making... And so what happened was when Krishna was sitting on the branches of the tree, he was admiring the beautiful, pure beauty of Radharani's transcendental golden form. And some of the mandris were there, some of the young girls that were assisting Radharani's bathing. They were massaging some oil on her and they were bathing her very nicely and brushing her hair and just doing seva for her in the Yamuna. And so they because they're very alert, because mandris, see the sakis and gopis, they're always their attention. The sakis, they're always looking at Krishna and they're looking at Radha and they're making arrangements for them and they're thinking when, different things. But mandris are looking at Radharani. They're always looking at Radharani for her service. But then they're always looking, one eye they're looking at Radharani, the other eye they're looking, where is Krishna? Because the whole meditation of a mandri is bring Radha and Krishna together. They don't have any desire themselves to be with Krishna. But sometimes the Lalita, Vishaka, the other sakis, the sakis mix up with Krishna. So sometimes they're not always looking, you know, where is Krishna? They're not the same mood of seva, because a mandri's mood is let Radha and Krishna come together. So the mandris are there doing their seva for Radharani, but then they're looking, where is Krishna? He's not here, he should be here. If Radharani's here, Krishna must be somewhere, coming by, playing his flute, walking this way. So they're looking for some signal. They're waiting for some parrot to come. When Abrinda Devi's parrots will come and tell, hey, Krishna's coming, get ready, make arrangements. You know, fix up some nikunj or make some arrangement for Radha and Krishna because he's coming down the path. So they're looking and all of a sudden they look and they see up in the tree, up in the kadamba tree. There's a keli kadamba on the bank. So Krishna likes kadamba too much. So he's sitting on the branches and he's admiring. He's just kind of absorbed in meditation. Rupa dhyan. It's called Rup dhyan. He's meditating on the form of Radharani. It's perfection. Perfection of meditation is to meditate on the form of Krishna or to meditate on the form of Radharani. It's called Rup dhyan. Right? So... he's looking like that, and then the mandris see, and then they have an expression on their face, oh, we caught you. They look up out of the corner of their eye, and they say, oh, Krishna, we see it, what are you doing? So then Krishna, he communicates with his eyes. He says, hey, don't let on that I'm looking. Just let me relish, let me enjoy this private darshan, this secret darshan. Let me just enjoy it. Because if Radharani knows that I'm watching her bathe, she'll be very shy, Laja. Because she's Laja. She's Lajeshwari. She's very shy. And she'll immediately cover herself and feel, you know, she'll cross her arms and she'll feel very shy. So Krishna's communicating like this. Don't let Radharani know. So they say, all right, for a few seconds. So you can see how the mandris, they're very much controlling the situation between Radha and Krishna and increasing each other's happiness. So then what happened is that when Krishna was up there, some parrots came on those branches and then they started fighting, some arguing about, you know, this, the female parrot was saying, what is this Krishna doing? You know, he's looking at our Radharani. And then the male parrot said, that is all right. Don't worry. Krishna's the Paramatma. He's in everyone's heart. So they started arguing, these two parrots, about is it okay for Krishna to look at Radharani or is it not okay? These two parrots are on the branch of the Kadamba tree and Krishna was saying, out, get out, go away. So then what happened is they're making some noise and then Radharani, she looked up at those parrots. She said, hey, Shuk. And then she said, hey, Sham. She saw Krishna was there. So like that, this is what Sita Devi does in Krishna Leela. She makes these arrangements. So there's some nice verses here that discuss the different names of Radharani. Because Krishna has Kaviraj. He's Kasturi Manjari in Radha Krishna Leela. And he very much wants to glorify the different names of Radharani because he's doing Sankirtan. So the Chaitanya Charitamrita, he glorifies some names here of Srimati Radharani that are very beautiful. Govinda Nandini Radha, Govinda Mohini, Govinda Sarvasva Sarva Kanti Shiromani. Do we have that verse there? Oh. Govinda Nandini Radha, Govinda Mohini, Govinda Sarvasva Sarva Kanti Shiromani. So, please repeat word for word. Govinda Nandini. Radharani gives pleasure to Govinda. Radha, you know. Govinda Mohini. Radharani mystifies Govinda. Govinda Sarvasva. Radharani is the all in all of Govinda. She's the everything, Sarva. Sarvakanta. She is of all Krishna's lovers, of all his lovers. Kanta means lover, you know. And then Shiromani, crest jewel. In other words, Radharani, of all the different Kantas, Radharani is Shiromani, Kanta Shiromani. So the translation is, Radha who gives pleasure to Govinda is the one who gives pleasure to Govinda, and she is also the enchantress of Govinda. She is the be-all and end-all of Govinda, and she is the crest jewel of all his consorts. So there's the next text. Devi Krishna Mayi Prokta Radhika Paradevata Sarva Lakshmi Mayi Sarva Kanti Sanmohini Para. The transcendental goddess Srimati Radharani is a direct counterpart of Lord Krishna. She is the central figure for all the goddesses of fortune. She possesses the all-attractiveness to attract the all-attractive personality of Godhead. She is the primeval internal potency of Krishna. Then it goes on, Devi Kahi Dyotamana Paramasundari Kimba Krishna Puja Kridhara Vasati Nagari. The word Devi, because the previous verse she's discussed as Devi. So Radharani is called Devi because Devi means most beautiful, and Devi means resplendent or effulgent. So in other words, Srimati Radharani is called Devi. We say Radhika Devi, Devi. Why is she called Devi? Because Radharani is a lovely abode of worship and love sports of Krishna. Then Radharani in this verse is called Krishnamayi. Krishnamayi means full of Krishna. That person who's within and without are Krishna. She sees Krishna everywhere, wherever she casts her glance. Kimba prema rasamaya krishnera sarupa tanra shakti tanra saha haya ekarupa. Or Radharani is identical with Lord Krishna. She embodies the mellows of love. The energy of Lord Krishna is identical with her. So the word, Prabhupada gives, again reminds us, what does this word Krishnamayi mean? First, it means a person who always thinks of Krishna within himself and without, and who always remembers always only Krishna. Wherever he goes or whatever he sees is called Krishnamayi. Also, since Krishna's personality is full of his love, his loving potency, Radharani, being non-different from him is called Krishnamayi. Krishnavancha putri rupa kari aradan ateva radhika nam purani vakan. Radharani's worship, aradhana, consists in fulfilling the desires of Krishna. Therefore, the Puranas call her Radhika. So these are different names of Radharani. Krishnamayi, Devi, Krishnamayi, Radhika. Well, okay, that's the end of the name. So these words, of course, these names of Radharani, they're prema-nam. They're full of prema. Because each one of these names of Srimati Radharani is full of a pastime. Just like when we're chanting Gayatri, we have Brahma Gayatri, Guru Gayatri, Gaur Gayatri, and then Kam Gayatri, and Gopal Mantra. So in the Guru Gayatri, the meditation on Guru, that we say, Krishna Nandaya. Krishna Ananda, Krishna Nandaya. This is Krishna Ananda. So this is also Premanam. And this is the same thing that's being mentioned here, Krishna Mayi. The Radharani, or Radharani herself, and as Prabhupada mentioned in his purport, any person who is always thinking of Krishna within himself and thinking of Krishna outside of himself. So what does it mean to think of Krishna within yourself? That means inside, within your mind, you're meditating on Krishna's form and his lila, especially his lila. Just like everyone's been to Vrindavan, everyone's read Krishna book, then how many people recapitulate, or how many people think about that again? It's not that the reading of Krishna book should just pass before your eyes. or the holy Dham of Vrindavan should just pass before your eyes. The holy Dham of Vrindavan, the different Leela Stalis of Vrindavan, and the pages and Leelas of Bhagavatam, you may see them with your eyes, you may perceive them with your senses, but they should be inscribed. They should be inscribed on the screen of your heart. On the pages of your heart, you should inscribe. Inscribe means you write down those scenes, those pastimes, those deities, just like we're talking about Yogamaya. So where did Radha and Krishna first meet? Radha and Krishna first met in a place called Sanket. And Sanket, or Sanket, whatever, is halfway between Barsana and Nandagram. And there's a form of Purnamasi there, a form of Yogamaya there, known as Sanket Devi. And she manifests that in that place to bring Radha and Krishna together. And they meet there. And they have Rasalila there, and they have Jalkeli there. Many different pastimes they had there in a very private and beautiful forest. Halfway, you can visit today. So now you may go there, and you visit Sanket Devi, you take her darshan, you hear some Leela Katha, but it's not supposed to just pass before your eyes. Later, you're supposed to sit down when you chant in japa and think about this place, Old Sanket. What a special place, what a beautiful place, what a powerful form of Yogamaya is there. Because not only does Yogamaya, or Sita Devi, this is Sita Devi's form in Krishna Leela, she functions to bring Radha and Krishna together, but she acts to bring the living entities to Krishna. There are some personalities in Vrindavan that are very, very important for our worship. Those personalities are Vrindadevi. Vrindadevi is very important. And Yogamaya is very important. And Giriraj is very important. Kalindi Devi is very important. And Lord Baladev. Baladev is very important. Of course, you might say that's everyone. But no, it's only a few personalities. But one of them is Yogamaya. There are Yogamaya temples at different places, at Sevakunj. Pretty much wherever you have the very important Leela Stalis, you'll have a temple of Yogamaya, because she's making that arrangement. So we go to those places like Sevakunj or Sanket, to the place of Sanket. Then afterwards, we should recall, during our time of japa, we should recall these places and pray. Invoke or call the mercy of Yogamaya. Oh Yogamaya, please bring me to the lotus feet of Krishna. Make me have this is the internal meaning of Krishna Mayi, that Krishna is within me, that I'm thinking of him internally, means that when I'm chanting japa, because specifically when we're chanting japa, this is our time to be alone with Krishna. This is our time to be alone with Krishna. No other, that's why we say there should be no other distraction. You chant in the morning, you go to a quiet place in front of Tulsi, in front of your Thakur, and you immerse yourself in Krishna's thoughts. This is Krishna Mayi, to be absorbed internally. Now externally, Prabhupada defines that if someone is Krishna Mayi, it means externally he's also acting and thinking for Krishna. That means that externally our mind, maybe internally we're not thinking of Leela Stans or thinking of pastimes, but now we're acting externally, we're doing some seva. And there's different sevas according to our varna or our ashram. So that kind of absorption is also a type of Krishna Mayi. But there's a way that should be done. And Krishna gives the indication in Bhagavad Gita. It's quite amazing that Krishna is telling Arjuna, you're fighting the battle of Kurukshetra, but you should do Leela Smaranam. You should do Leela Smaranam. How is it possible to fight a battle as a Kshatriya and do Leela Smaranam? Because Krishna says, Tasmat Sarveshu Kaleshu Ma Manushmara Yudhyacha. He says, Yudhya, he's saying fight and do Smaran. Smaran means, he says, you think of me. And when you think of Krishna, Krishna is not static. He is dynamic and he's ecstatic. As soon as you think of Krishna and absorb yourself in Krishna Smaran, you must think of Krishna in action. Because Krishna is active. He is fully conscious. He's a conscious being. So for Arjuna, he's shooting his arrows, and as soon as he starts thinking of Krishna, he starts thinking of pastimes. Oh, we sat together, we ate together, we this, that, so many things. So this is actually the meaning of Krishna Mayi, as Prabhupada mentions. One who is internally thinking of Krishna, absorbed in Krishna, and one who is externally absorbed in Krishna, that is Krishna Mayi. So that means We may be able to be a little bit Krishnamayi when we chant our japa. We can sit down and chant our japa and close our eyes and close our senses and open our mind and open our heart to thinking of Krishna's pastimes and his form while we're chanting. But as soon as we open our senses and start moving in the world, then our heart and our mind become closed, at least to this aspect of Krishna Smaranam. So because we're not Krishnamayi, that's the difference. But right in Bhagavad Gita, which is ABCs of Krishna consciousness, Krishna is telling Arjuna, this is Tasmat Sarveshu Kaleshu, Sarvakal. Like Radharani's name is Krishna Sarvasva. Krishna is her everything. Sarva, Krishna Sarvasva, everything is Krishna for her. She doesn't know anything else. She thinks of Krishna, she dreams of Krishna, she talks of Krishna. When she does artwork, sometimes Radharani, when she's not with Krishna, she gets some from the tamal tree. The tamal tree has a juice. There's a juice, like the fluids of the tamal tree, which is black in color. Like we have blood inside, which is red. So some plants, if you cut a plant, it has white juice inside. And some is different colors. So this tamal tree has a fluid, like a sap. Yes, that's the word. Thank you. It has a sap inside, which is black in color. So Radharani, sometimes she takes this tamal tree, she gets a sap, this black sap, and then she draws on the ground. When she's in separation from Krishna, she's thinking so much of Krishna, Krishnamayi, and she takes this black sap from the tamal tree and she draws on the ground. She draws a painting of Krishna in the sand, in the Brajaraj. She draws his form, Tribhanga Lalitam, his beautiful form. And then she lies on the ground of Braja. It's a very intimate mood. But she's feeling so much separation and she's so much thinking of Krishna, she takes a sap from the tamal tree, she makes Krishna's form and she lies on top, crying for Krishna. Krishna, where are you? So much mad remembering Krishna. It's a very intense mood. So our whole mood, which is taught by the Goswamis in Vrindavan, which is taught by Lord Chaitanya, and Prabhupada mentions in the Krishna book, that the spiritual masters in Krishna consciousness are supposed to enrich, they are supposed to enrich their disciples with the mood of viraha bhav. They're supposed to enrich them and train them and cultivate the mood of separation. Where is Krishna? Krishna kaha? Where are you? So in our performance of devotional service, in our performance of bhakti, there should be an intense hankering, an intense calling out, Hey Krishna, Hey Radhe Brajadevike Chalalite. Because when we hear that Radharani has these names, Govinda Nandini means her only bliss in life is to please Krishna's senses. One who gives pleasure to the senses is Govinda Nandini. And Radharani, she gives the greatest pleasure to Krishna. Go means senses. Govinda Nandini. Go Indra. Indra means the Lord of the senses. So Govinda means one who gives pleasure to the Lord of the senses. Krishna is known as Rishikesh, the Lord of the senses. Rishika. Rishi means senses. Rishika. And Isha means master. So Radharani is Govinda Nandini. She's Govinda Nandini because she gives great bliss to the senses of Krishna. What are the senses of Krishna? When Krishna's eyes see Radharani's form, they're very pleased. Just like Prabhupada said, when the devotee came in his room and he was shaved up, clean shaved, nice tilak, kanti mala, dhoti, everything nice, Prabhupada said, oh, you look so beautiful. You look so beautiful, like you just came from Vaikuntha. So to see the form of a devotee is very beautiful. So when Krishna sees the form of Radharani, she's a Radhanam. She's Radhika. She's the greatest devotee, the greatest worshipper. He feels, his eyes feel so happy. He feels so blissful. It's explained in Bhagavatam that for the sadhaka who has opened his heart to Krishna, for the sadhaka who has a loving mood of surrender to Krishna, when he takes darshan, Jai Ho Radhaparta Sarthi Ki, when he takes darshan of Radhaparta Sarthi, it is Netra Mahotsav. It is a festival for the eyes. His eyes feel great satisfaction, beholding and embracing the form of the Lord. The eyes, we should not look at the Lord with our eyes, we should embrace the Lord with our eyes. You know embrace? This is called embrace. So your eyes should embrace the Lord. Or sometimes it's explained in Bhagavatam, the eyes you should drink, you should pio, you should drink the form of the Lord through the vessel of through your eyes. So this is Krishna Nandini. The Radharani, she pleases all the senses of Krishna. When he sees her, he becomes very pleased. Now how does Radharani please Krishna's ears? She doesn't go like that. Like your mother maybe pulls your ears when you're bad. You know, hey, Suno, or at least pulls one. Hey, listen, Baba. No, Radharani, she pulls Krishna's ears. She is Mohini, Madan Mohan Mohini. She attracts Krishna's ears by her singing. There's two primary qualities of Srimati Radharani, and that is why she's known as Gandharvika. Not mentioned here, but Gandharvika means that personality who has such a beautiful transcendental body that she gives fragrance. She gives fragrance to the whole universe. She gives aroma and fragrance to the whole universe. That's Ganda, Gandharvika. So Radharani is explained by Das Goswami that generally we think that earth, the quality of earth is fragrance. Like fire, there's five elements, Panchabhuta, fire, air, ether, water, etc. So each element has a particular quality. So the quality of earth is what? Smell. Earth has smell. Water, no smell. Fire, no smell. Air, no smell. Calm, or what we call ether, no smell. Earth has smell. And that smell from the earth, it goes into Malati Pushpa, goes into Bela Pushpa, Gula Pushpa, so many ways that same one earth makes thousands of smells. Now, so they say earth is the cause of smell. Generally told like that. But our Rasikacharyas like Das Goswami explained, do you know how the earth got smell? Because the origin of this Ganda is a Shakti. It is a potency. It's an energy. It's an experience of this world. It's one of the material energies, is Ganda, smell. But all the Shaktis and all the energies are manifesting from Srimati Radharani. She's the Adya or Adi Shakti. So therefore, everything must have some connection to Srimati Radharani. And Rasikacharyas like Das Goswami, Vishwanath Chakravartipad, they understand how everything is connected with Radharani. So they explain, do you want to know how the earth got smell? And why Radharani is called Gandharvika? Because when the Sakis and Mandris are dressing Radharani in the morning, and they're dressing her, they're taking her sari, and then they take her petticoat. I don't know what you call petticoat. No, underneath the sari is the petticoat or whatever, slip or something. And the nibi is there. The nibi is like the knot. So when they're dressing Radharani and her petticoat drops down and it touches the earth, when Radharani's petticoat touches the earth, that petticoat which touched the body of Radharani, then it, when it touches the earth, it gives fragrance to the earth. This is very incredible vision. But the idea is that Radharani is a source of all energies. So that is why Radharani is known as Gandharvika, because she is the source of all Ganda, or fragrance. Now the other meaning of Gandharvika, which is on the point of, we're talking about the ears, the karna, is a Gandharvika Radharani, she gives karna rasayana. She fills Krishna's ears with great medicine. And so she's known as Gandharvika because of her singing and dancing. Like Gandharva, you know Gandharva. Gandharvas are famous for their singing and dancing. So Gandharvika is Radhika and Gandharva. So Gandharvika is that Devi, that personality who worships Krishna with her singing and dancing. And when Krishna hears Radharani singing and dancing, he becomes Mohini. He becomes bewildered. He becomes amazed. Sometimes when Radharani is playing her veena, she plays veena in such a way that Krishna is playing along with his flute. Because sometimes Radharani and Krishna, they play a duet. Krishna is playing flute and Radharani is playing veena. And sometimes, as you know, if you're a musician, you play some particular chords or notes, and then an accompanying musician, he'll play something else. There's a famous group of musicians in India. There's Ravi Shankar and Allah Ustad or Ali Khan or somebody like that, some tabla player. So if you ever go to see them perform, we went 20 years ago, they compete with each other, the tabla player and the sitar player. The sitar player does da 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 da. And then the tabla player goes, and then, you know, this is like a virtuoso, one musician to the other. So Krishna's playing his Vamshi or his Murali, and Radharani's playing Veena, and back and forth, and then Radharani, she plays something on the Veena, and Krishna goes, oh, he can't catch it. His flute just goes out. He drops his flute. And then he feels how, he's looking at her, what did you do? What is that? I can't follow. So, Gandharvika, she pleases Krishna, she mystifies Krishna. As we said, Mohini, she mystifies, she enchants, she captivates Krishna by her singing and dancing. Prabhupada explained in Vrindavan that the primary qualities of Radharani are her ability to cook. She's such an expert cook, and she's such an expert singer and dancer. This is Gandharvika. So she's Govinda Nandini, she gives pleasure to Krishna by her form, and by her singing, and by her cooking. She cooks so wonderfully. Such wonderful preparations. And of course Krishna jokes with Radharani when she cooks, because she makes some special ladus. There's Ganga Jal, it's called Ganga Jal Ladu. That's exactly Ganga Jal, like Ganga water, ladu. That's one type of ladu. And there's a type of pie that she makes, Piyusha Granti pie. It's a type of pie. And she makes some different sweets for Krishna that are very special. Some of these sweets, and Sidhu Vilas Keli. These are the names given in the Shastras. So she makes five special kinds of sweets, Srimati Radharani. And two of those sweets Krishna eats in the daytime. And three sweets he saves for nighttime. And the Ras Lila, he saves three. So in the daytime when he's eating two of these sweets, I can't remember the name just now, but sometimes in the morning in Nandagaon, when he takes breakfast between around 7 o'clock, around this time, 7 to 8 o'clock, he's taking breakfast. So he's sitting. Balaram is on his right side next to Krishna. Then on this side is Sridham, Radharani's brother. And then they sit in rows. They don't have any buffet system. In Nandagaon and Krishna Loka, they don't have any buffet system where you make a table, everybody waits in line and they take their own thing. But at least in the spiritual world, they eat in a different way. They sit in rows. So if we want to be like the spiritual world, we should sit down on the ground. Someone comes and serves. Up in that department, Rohini serves, Yashoda serves, Dhanishta serves. Different sakis and gopis and mothers serve. It's not like you have a table, everyone helps himself, like some wedding party in east of Kailash or something. Buffet system. This is not spiritual system. This is a mlecha system. But anyway, so in the row facing Krishna, just opposite him is Madhu Mangal. Madhu Mangal's there. Because when you eat, if you eat in a happy mood, if you're happy, then you digest very nicely. Like yesterday we had some prasad, and someone cooked something for us, and then a friend came. I said, oh, please eat with me. Please sit down. And then the person was cooking, or no, he was saying, well, maybe there's not enough. I said, whatever, we cut in half, you know. That doesn't matter if there's less, because if you're here, then we have a good time. And if you eat this much by yourself, you won't be happy. But if you eat this much with a friend, you'll be so much happy. You ate this much, but if you eat with a friend, you'll be more happy than if you eat this much by yourself. This is the way it works, actually. We don't believe it. No, it can't be possible. If I eat that much, I'd be that much happy. No, it's that. So we sat down, we took prasad, and we had a wonderful time. We're just talking this, that, oh, so many things. And then afterwards, left side duty, talking more. And then he went his way, I went my way, did our service. And no one was thinking, I was thinking, I'm so full, I can't eat, it's too much. And he was thinking too much. So when Krishna is eating, Madhu Mangal is there. Madhu Mangal is his funny Brahmana friend. So Madhu Mangal will make Krishna's digestion go very nice. Because he sits right opposite. He doesn't sit right or left, because right hand is for older brother. Dalji is his older brother, so he sits here in a position of respect. Right side is for a senior. So Dalji's there. But opposite is Madhu Mangal. So he can have good jokes. Madhu Mangal will make faces, you know, and do so many funny things. And Krishna will laugh, and he'll steal food and many things. So Madhu Mangal's there. So now, Radharani made this sweet, because we're talking about how Radharani is Govinda Nandini. She pleases Krishna's senses. So she made these special sweets. She makes so many things, but these five sweets. So then, Rohini Ma, she comes, she serves out to all the different gopas and everything. So now Radharani's in the kitchen, and she's looking out through the lattice, they call it lattice window, like these old stone windows. But of course it's made of marble or jade or something. Lapis lazuli or something in the palace. And she's looking out, because no one can see inside very much, but she's looking out to see how is he like. Just like the wife, she's serving the husband, she's watching, oh, is he happy, is he like? He's saying, yeah, Achi Prasad, very good. Now he's enjoying, oh, this is very good, you did a very good job. And she says, oh, I did a good job. She's feeling very happy, and she can please her husband. So Radharani's watching. And so they serve, they put the sweet sum on Krishna's, everyone's plate. So then Krishna takes it, and he knows it, he can feel it, just like you can feel it. Sometimes you're sitting in a room, if you're a little sensitive, and you can feel that someone is staring at the back of your head. Someone is staring at you, some envious godbrother or whoever, somebody. He's looking at you thinking, this guy's a jerk. You know, this Varaha, he thinks he knows how to sing and sitting around here playing harmonium. What's this? He doesn't know. I can sing. So this person, he's looking in the back of his head and he's thinking like this. So then Varaha, he's sitting there, and he can feel, maybe he doesn't consciously know it, but somehow he can feel it unconsciously. Then he turns his head around and he looks directly at that person who's looking at him. Everyone knows this phenomenon. It's all over the world, same thing. Because you can feel when someone's looking at you. So then you turn around, and when you look directly at that person who's giving you these vibes, that person goes... like he saw some pigeon flying in the air all of a sudden. You know, he stares into space like, oh, I wasn't looking at you. Because he got caught. Subconsciously he got caught. I've had this experience many times. Because if you're sensitive to your environment, especially if you're a sattvic person, then you can feel. So Krishna's eating, he can feel Radharani's looking at me. He knows. He doesn't have to look and see, oh, is she looking at me? Or they ask Madhu Mangala, hey, look over there. Hey, look over there, see if Radharani's looking at me. Now he knows. He can feel, oh, she's looking at me, okay. So then he knows that. So Radharani's looking, watching, oh, how will he like this sweet? So then Krishna, he takes a sweet, such fantastic sweet. He takes it, he puts it in his mouth, and it's just like he's eating amla. Like amla, you know, amla phal? Like some green amla. He goes, he puts the sweet in his mouth and he makes a face like, you know, this is like, what is this? Radharani's, oh, what? Did I put salt inside instead of sugar? You know, sometimes a lady's a little bit crazy or a little sleepy or something, and she's in the kitchen, you know, this can, that can, okay, you know, psh, psh, psh. And the husband, yeah, you put salt in the sandesh or something, you know, these things happen. Once we were in Los Angeles, and Prabhupada came and he took the Charanamrita, and then there was salt inside the Charanamrita instead of sugar. Oh. I was just a little bhakta watching, but Prabhupada was so heavy, boy, practically the roof went off the temple. He said, who has made this? And everyone goes, whoa. So he bought some pujari out from inside. Prabhupada, I made it. You know, and then Prabhupada, what is this? Taste it. You know, uh-oh. Nonsense, he put salt inside the charanamrita. These are achuta atmatvam. The devotee is one with Krishna. They know. The Krishna's Parikshads, they know what Krishna wants at every moment. They feel Krishna's heart goes like this, boom, their heart goes boom. Krishna's heart goes boom, boom, their heart goes boom, boom. Their hearts are moving in the same time as Krishna's. So Sridham, knowing fully what was going on, when Krishna put that sweet down, like, boom, then Sridham, who was sitting next to him, he reached his hand over on Krishna's plate. Because in this domain, in Krishna's platform, there's no rules and regulations. There's no rules and regulations about etiquette or whatever. So Sridhar reaches over and he grabs that sweet and he puts it in his mouth. Oh, and his eyes start sparkling. You know, his eyes are twinkling and he's smiling. Oh, this is so good. And he's really, his mouth is watering. He takes it again. And then Radharani's watching. She was so distressed that Krishna was so upset by this whatever problem. But then she saw that her brother, this is her older brother, Sridham, it's the older brother of Radharani. She saw he was smiling and so happy. Then she became relieved. Oh, it is okay. And then Krishna, he's looking at Sridham. Then he looks out of the corner of his eyes at Radharani. And he smiles. And then she understands, oh, the way to please your beloved is to please the beloved of your beloved. So Krishna could understand that if Sridham is, this whole Leela Krishna did, simply to increase his ananda, Govinda Nandini. Radharani is known as Govinda Nandini because she always gives bliss to Krishna. So Krishna became very blissful by this pastime. And Radharani became happy because she could see, oh, my older brother was happy. Just like we have Rakhi, we had this Rakhi Bandar thing, you know, with the older brother and the sister and all that. So this goes on. So Krishna, he knew that Radharani will be pleased. If I can please, if Sridham is pleased, then Radharani will be very pleased. So what looked like distress and worry from Radharani, that Krishna was unhappy, then she became very happy. Oh, my brother, he's enjoying. And she was also thinking, how fortunate my brother is, because he got Shyam's remnants, because he took right from Shyam's plate. So this is Govinda Nandini. So Radharani has all these names, Krishnamayi, Govinda Nandini, Devi, so many wonderful names. And all these names have pastimes. That's what we're explaining. Govinda Nandini, there's a pastime. Krishnamayi, there's a pastime. Krishnamayi, because Krishna, the word Krishna, it also means black. Krishna. Just like one time when Krishna was a young baby, he said to Mother Yashoda, he said, Ma, Janani, he said, Janani, Ma, he said, why am I black? My brother is white. Dauji's white. But why am I black? And you're golden. Yashoda's golden color, like fair gauri. And Nanda Baba is also gauri, golden. You're both golden. My brother's white, but I'm black. And usually if someone's black, they're like considered a chore. You know, a chore or some, you know. So my friends, you know, my friend Sridham, he's golden color. Or no, actually, Sridham is also blackish. But Subal, my best friend, he's golden color. And all my friends, so sometimes they say, who is your father anyway? You say Nanda Baba Yashoda, but you're black. What is this? I don't know about your mother and father. So he was crying one day to Mother Yashoda, why am I black? So there's some pastime there. So Krishna means black. But when we say Radharani is Krishnamayi, that means she's so much absorbed in Krishna that she likes everything that's black in color, Sham color. So what is Radharani's favorite day of the month? The month, you know, 30 days. There's Pratipad, there's Ashtami, there's Tritiya, there's Panchami, there's so many days in the month. So which day is her favorite day? Amavasya, because it's black. And the night is very dark, and it's very easy to go out and see Krishna, no disturbance. She doesn't have to cover her face with white chandan. Because see, when she goes out in Purnima, she wears a Purnamasi Vesh, white Vesh, and she wears Malati Mala, moti, pearl necklaces, and Malati Mala, and all kinds of white garlands. And then she takes sandalwood pulp, very light color, a white one with no keshar, just plain. And she makes a very white sandalwood and she puts it all over her face and hands. So she looks completely white, just like moonbeam, like Indu. So she can mix with the moon, full moonbeams, and go out and see Krishna. No one will find her, detect her. So it becomes a disturbance to be covered with all this chandan and everything. But on Amavasya Radharani, she's just beautiful. She doesn't have to do anything. She just goes, because a dark night is there. So she likes everything. That's why she's Krishnamayi. And then her sakis, they know that Radharani wants to take a bath. She likes to bathe in a beautiful river. So then, but what kind of river will Radharani want to bathe in? She'll want to bathe in a very black river, black water. But the Ganga, everyone knows the Ganga is white. It's very light green. Is a light, very light green, a whitish green. So they can't call the Ganga to Vrindavan because Ganga is the wrong color. So they have to have some very black river because Radharani wants to bathe in a nice river. So then Vishakha Sakhi, she thinks, oh, my Swamini, my Radharani, she wants to bathe, then let me become a river. Let me become a river for Radharani to bathe in. So then her desire, her prema, her Vishaka's prema to serve Radharani in that way took the form of liquid. It's called liquid prema. And that liquid came out of her body. Just like there's a story of Janu Rishi, Janu Muni. Once Janu Muni, he was in Mayapur side. Let's say like that. Navadita Mahatmya. And the Ganga was coming there and it was flooding. Ganga was flooding and was going to flood his ashram. So then Janu Muni, being a big rishi, he just took his hands and he drank the whole Ganga. Put it inside his belly. And locked it up. No more Ganga. So then they're thinking, hey, wait a minute. What about the Ganga Mayi Ki Jai? Ganga Mayi Kotai? Ganga Mayi Ki Jai Kotai? Where's the Ganga? So then they came and said, look, Janu Baba, give us the Ganga back. So then from his knee, thigh, whatever, it came out. Ganga came back. So then the Ganga got another name as Janavi, the daughter of Janu. Janu Muni. So in the same way, Vishakasaki, she having this desire to please Radharani, her body, the prema, her pure desire to please and serve Radharani, it melted. It became a river and it flowed out of her body. It was like the Ganges came out of the body of Janarishi. So this river came out, this river of prema came out of the body of Vishakasaki and became Yamuna. That's Yamuna. Very black. And another name for Yamuna is Kalindi. Kalindi means black. Krishnamayi. So this very black river, it's just the color of Krishna, sham color. And you can see when you go at different times of the day and you look at the Ganga at different times of the year, it looks so beautiful. Prabodhananda Saraswati Thakur and Vrindavan Mahimamrita, when he's glorifying Yamuna, he said Yamuna is like a blue sash. A sash is like a woman around her waist. She ties a sash. Sash means like a fancy piece of cloth. She puts around, she has her sari or dress. She puts a piece of cloth around, she ties it. And sometimes they do with Krishna. It's called sash. S-A-S-H. So Prabhupada Saraswati says, Yamuna, Kalindi, is like a beautiful sham-colored sash. It's like a sash around Vrindavan. Because it's weaving around Vrindavan. It's almost like going around the waist of Vrindavan. Decorating the waist of the Braja, or Vrindavan Van, or Vrindavan. It's this beautiful black, bluish sash of the Yamuna River. It's like a decoration. So this is also Krishnamayi. Radharani is very fond of everything black. And she has also pet animals. Radharani has a pet elephant. And she has a pet swan. Tundakeri. It's her pet swan, the name, Tundakeri. But what color is her swan? Her swan is black. And she has a pet deer. And what color is her deer? Her deer is black. Black deer. You know, in the forest, they have black deer and the spotted deer. Different time. Spotted and in black. So like that, she's Krishnamayi. She's always thinking of Krishna. She wants everything to remind her of Krishna. And this is, in fact, the purpose of Krishna consciousness, to always be in thoughts of Krishna. To always be looking at Krishna, thinking of Krishna, seeing Krishna. Just like when devotees, they go and buy something. The person says, well, what color toothbrush do you want? Do you want a green one? Or do you want a blue one? Oh, I want a blue one. Or maybe you want a yellow one. In other words, you're going to buy a toothbrush. You don't buy a pink one. You maybe buy a pink one. But you want to buy things that you think, oh, I want a blue one. I want everything blue. Because I want everything Krishna. Or maybe you want everything golden. Lord Chaitanya. Gauranga Mahaprabhu. So you buy a golden toothbrush. Or whatever. Like that. Or you have to buy some mirror, some tilak mirror. They have a pink one or a green one. Which color will you choose? When you have a choice of color, which will you choose? Purple or green, or if you're a Ram Bhakta, you'll choose green. Everything green. You'll buy a green Maruti. But like you see, a devotee goes and buys a car. What color does he buy? Maybe he buys white or whatever, that's all available. But sometimes he buys sham color. He buys like blue color. And you see the car, you say, oh, this car looks like sham. It reminds you of Krishna. This is Krishnamayi, to be always reminded of Krishna, thinking of Krishna. So this is one of the beautiful names for Srimati Radharani. Chaitanya Charitamrita Ki Jai.